podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Check out this note from Brooke, and she even says at the bottom of it, she goes, "You don't have to change my name." So we'll call her by her name, Brooke. "Hello, Dom, Emily, and Jeremy. In 2 weeks, I'm going to turn 21. From past experiences, I've learned that I am not a drinker. I don't like being drunk, getting drunk, or drunk people for that matter. I need something to do for my birthday that says, yes, I'm finally an adult, but not an alcoholic. Any ideas? I need help and immediately thought of you guys." Thanks, Brooke.
Brooke.
It's too bad. It's a fun time to go out and drink and have fun.
She doesn't want to do that.
That's what stories are made out of, you know? Later in your life, you look back at your 21st birthday.
I know, but isn't it just become so cliched and you've got a million people and a million people go out and they get trashed on the 21st?
Free shots, man.
I say cheers, if you'll pardon the pun, cheers to Brooke for looking for something different to do.
Well, that seems like such a harsh line, though, between wanting to celebrate and not being an alcoholic. I don't know why you couldn't just have a glass of champagne while you're at
She doesn't like drinking.
So then have a glass of sparkling cider while you're at a
Why does it have to involve drinking? She could have a cup of tea for that matter, but she's looking, I think, for an activity.
But then, what do you have, like, she wants to be an adult.
Go gambling.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You have to be 21 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
Go
play some slot machines. Mm-hmm. They bring you free drinks while you're playing.
Nothing screams fun like sitting there on your butt in a loud casino.
Well, they got the buffet there, too.
Surrounded by drunkards.
Yeah.
Well, you could go to Hobby Lobby and get some crafts, maybe some finger paints, some popsicle sticks.
You might be the last person who should participate in this
conversation. Oh, you're great. My 20s were fun,
What
man.
Did you do for your 21st birthday?
I went out. Went out downtown, hit the clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, when Nicole turned 21, we got a limo. We had people that, you know, we went to the clubs downtown. She threw up. We made out. Those were good. That's what stories are made out of.
See what you're missing, Brooke? Throwing up.
Come on, bro. It's like a rite of passage. Yeah. The morning after my 21st birthday, I was living in San Diego, and I called up my mother, and I told her, I think I have cancer, because there's no way that a hangover feels like this. I was so sick, and I really thought that I was dying instead of just drink too much.
That just got really awkward.
I think it's really amusing.
Well, but do we have any suggestions for Brooke? You guys seem to not be able to get off the alcohol.
No, I have no suggestions.
So you're saying if you can't get drunk on your 21st birthday, you can't celebrate.
The 21st is a time of celebration. You're legally, that's why you turn 21. You can legally go out and have fun.
It seems like you would want to remember it without getting trashed.
I'd be more concerned about her drinking before she was 21. That is very irresponsible.
What are these personal experiences she refers to?
I know, and believe me, everybody who heard that letter picked up on that same thing.
Brooke.
It doesn't mean that. No, look, we know that kids who are not 21 are going to be at least experimenting with it.
So here's what I would do, because a sip of something very decadent and celebratory is not going to get you drunk. So go out and go buy a bottle of champagne just because you can. And then you go.
What if she doesn't like the taste of it?
Will
She's not a drinker.
Finish?
The bubbles tickle her nose.
Yeah.
So you go just because you can. All right. And then you bring your besties. Maybe you go to a park. It's going to be lovely, you know, on your birthday. And then you just pour out just a little sip for everybody. You do a cheers. You have just a little dabble. Fine. You don't have to finish it. Perhaps the flavor isn't to your liking, but there you go. Just because you can, you have the champagne, you have the celebration, you have your friends.
You're legal now.
And
then,
you know, go home and watch Pitch Perfect like you really want to.
Do some crocheting.
Yeah, in your sweats.
Well,
what's your suggestion, Dom?
Just because you can is a little... That seems moronic to me.
But that's what she wants. I mean, she wants to be 21 and do something.
Because she can, she can step in front of a speeding bus, but I mean, she doesn't want to.
You don't have to be 21 to do that.
Right, but she doesn't want to though. Look,
is that what you're suggesting that she does?
No, I'm just saying.
Don't do it, Brooke.
The fact that you guys can't think of anything.
Why are you putting it on us? What's your suggestion?
I think she should go roller skating.
Yeah, what's your suggestion?
Well, roller skating, sure, though, she might have fun doing
that. Some bocce ball?
Well, you know, I don't know. What
midnight
do you
bowling. Do they still bowling? Have like the black midnight light midnight bowling?
Bowling is a great idea.
A laser show at the planetarium. Mm-hmm. That's a good night.
That's great.
I think even just a really nice, if you want to celebrate turning 21, go to a big person's restaurant for dinner. In other words, save up your money. You got a couple of weeks and go to a nice restaurant
like
for
Applebee's?
Dinner. I mean a nice restaurant. I mean, because now we consider that kind of an adult thing to do. You don't see a bunch of 19, 20, 21-year-olds getting together and going out to Del Frisco's, right? You just don't see that. But if she's turning 21, maybe that could be how she celebrates it. She does a purely adult thing, which is an adult dinner.
As a former service person, going to a place like Del Frisco's and not ordering any alcohol, I can guarantee is going to tick off everybody.
I don't care. One time for her. And besides, the people that she goes with, they might have a glass of wine or something, but she can at least enjoy the adult experience.
I'm sure you would love sitting next to that table too, Dom.
Right.
The 21-year-old drunk table at Del Frisco's.
I would send him a bottle of wine. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm well, thanks. So what are you going to tell Brooke?
I would say go to the Comedy Works. Even though there's a two-drink minimum, you don't have to have alcohol. You can have other drinks.
That's exactly right.
It's a really good idea.
You could have a Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Coffee, tea.
Yep.
Right. Yes, and that is an adult activity because you got to be 21 to get in, right?
That is right.
Ooh, and even go to the late show, like the 10 o'clock show, Brooke.
Party animal, Brooke.
You're so old.
Kirk, great idea.
It's a good one.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. Appreciate you calling. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
So what's your suggestion?
So it does involve alcohol, but give it a chance. I think what she should do is she should get a bunch of her friends, and they should go to one of the wineries and do a wine tasting party. So that she can learn, like, why different wine tastes the way it is and find one that she enjoys to drink, but not to get drunk, but to enjoy the taste. And that's what learning about, that's how adults drink wine.
Yeah, you're kind of digging your heels in on this. She doesn't want anything that involves alcohol.
You can spit out the wine. Have you ever been to a wine tasting, Lush?
Who would do that?
But it's funny to me that Brooke is saying, please don't involve alcohol. But for some people, they have to involve alcohol.
It's also educational, a wine tasting, she said.
But she doesn't want to do that.
She might want to do a wine tasting. She may be saying,
do they have cheese there? She likes cheese.
Rebecca, thank you for calling our show.
No problem.
Appreciate you being on the show. You know, you don't find that interesting? Hello, Danielle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What's your suggestion?
I think she should go to the Wine Coop Improv Theater. Just get a group of friends together and go to the improv. There's a 2-drink or food minimum, so she doesn't have to drink and she can laugh and they'll include her.
Those
are a fun time.
The one down in the basement down there you're talking
about.
Yeah, that's another good idea. It's similar to Comedy Works, but different. It's still
she could get called up on stage and...
Yeah.
Yep.
She could order fries and then more fries.
Some jalapeno poppers.
Now, I could be wrong, but at that one, you don't have to be 21, though, do you?
Yeah, they have certain nights that you have to be 18 or older, but most nights are 21 and older.
Oh.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
Thanks a lot. All right.
I miss improv.
I need a location.
Let's do it improv and an object. Night out.
Yes.
Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're all great. What do you recommend?
Well, coming from me, I recently just turned 21. I kind of don't see her dilemma, but I mean, past years I have gone to concerts on my birthday, like found a concert that I really want to see. And since she has a couple weeks, she has time to find something.
That's pretty good. That's a fun night out.
That could not be working for her, though, because there probably will be drunk people there, depending on what she wants.
She'll probably complain about that, too. It's so loud.
Yeah.
She's not going to complain.
I like quiet things.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Thanks.
I'm glad you called. And happy birthday. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's a pretty good idea.
It's so loud.
If you go to just live music.
Yeah.
Because the odds of a concert being on your birthday are probably rare. But you can probably find live music. But you're right. You're going to have a lot of people.
Maybe she should buy tickets to the symphony.
That's
so mature.
So mean.
I don't like violins.
You guys are mean.
They're drunks, those violin players.
Both your mics are off. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What do you recommend?
Well, they've said a couple of the things, but one of the things I was also going to say is to go somewhere where she can go dancing. And then the other comment I had is, I personally have never, ever tried alcohol, and I'm 54. I know
you're 54?
Yeah, and I've never tried alcohol, and I've always had a great time, and I don't think that alcohol or anything with alcohol should define her to be an adult.
I agree.
I think you can have fun and have a great time and enjoy life without having alcohol.
Tell these two goobers that I work with here, because they don't know any
I
other way.
Them. I've never even tried wine. So
let me ask you something.
I don't know what I'm missing because I have a great time as it is.
First of all, you sound like you're 16 and not 54.
I know. I hate that. They always ask for my mom, but... yeah, that isn't going to happen.
I wonder if there's a correlation between never once having a sip of alcohol and still sounding like you're
young
a kid.
Young and vibrant.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. So now you're telling me I'm immature at 54?
No.
No, you just have a high voice at 54.
Why have you never even tried alcohol? I'm just curious.
How come?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just never had an interest. And when I was in high school, I would see how people acted. What they went through, and I just never wanted to go there. I just didn't feel like I needed that.
And I'll tell you something else, Shelly. You've
What's
saved
that?
Yourself an awful lot of money over the last 30 years.
Truth. Well, and I'm in nursing. Yeah. And EQOHs are not fun to play with and have to take care of. So that would definitely cure you from ever having to want to take drink alcohol.
I'm glad you called our show. Go out dancing. You say go out dancing.
Right.
Shake it.
Like I was thinking too.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Here's an adult thing. No alcohol. Go buy a house. There you go. Happy birthday. Okay. Here's a mortgage.
Chris, I'm the only one who took this whole conversation really seriously.
I saw you shut off their mics.
I had to for a little while. They're just getting mean.
It's a discipline kind of Monday.
Man, cracking the whip.
Right? Do a shot. Lighten up.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.